And welcome to Today in the Napa Valley, the Napa Chamber Edition. I'm your host, Chris Templeton. And I'm really pleased to start our hour with Adam Gibson and Veronica Gibson of AG Repair. Welcome, you guys. Thank you for being here.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us.
It is my pleasure. Hey, AG Repair, do you have anything to do with ag?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
A little
cool.
Bit.
Talk about what you guys do.
Well, we do tractor repair and wind machines, ATVs, tillers, mowers, everything to do with vineyards and vineyard equipment.
You guys need to come up with some kind of a rhyme, you know, like the tillers and mowers. Yeah. And, oh, my.
Yeah,
oh, my.
Does it ever get boring having that much variety?
No, that's the fun part about it is there's always something new. You never see the same problem or very rarely see the same problem twice. So always getting to use my brain and figure stuff out.
So talk a little bit about how you came to do this. You took over another company?
Yeah, a friend of mine called me and asked me if I wanted a job. I had just finished airframe and power plant school. It's for fixing planes, jets, helicopters, stuff like that. And I had just graduated, so I was in the middle of looking for a job in aviation, and he said, why don't you come on down and just do this, you know, for a little bit until you find a job. So I went down there and just fell in love with it, and the owner was getting ready to retire, so he offered to sell me the business, and so here I am today.
So what is it that you love about it? I mean,
it's funny that I've lived here in Napa my whole life, and I've been so resistant to getting into the wine industry. It was always just, I didn't like it because it brought in all the tourists who would drive slow and clog our freeways. And then I finally got into it, and I'm just really fascinated. I'm learning more and more about all the wine and the way that the vineyards, the grapes grow, and the different seasons of the year for what they do with them. And it's just the variety and the people. All the people that I've met are just great, nice, honest people. I like it.
It's easy to forget that this is a farming town, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And to see, you know, I've done through Leadership Napa Valley, we had Ag Day a number of years ago, and to see these guys out there who you don't typically see in town and what they do, and it's kind of old school, isn't it,
yeah.
a little bit?
Yeah.
And what you're doing is keeping them working in a big way.
That's my plan. That's what I try to do.
Talk a little bit about how you keep up with all the different machines. Is it kind of learn as you go at some level? You kind of have a foundation in place?
Yeah, Dave, the guy I bought the business from, Dave, he taught me quite a bit. And, you know, the one thing I've learned about working on such a variety of things is, you know, a bolt turns one of two ways. And, you know, mechanically, most things are just, they're very similar. You know, finding just the way they engineer things just seems to be the same, no matter if it's on an airplane or a tractor. And so it's, you know, just, and that's the fun part is figuring out how to fix it.
One of the things we talked about off the air was parts. Man, oh, man, I can't even imagine how you keep up with that piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge in the valley. There's, I think it's just the cost of real estate here. There's not a lot of parts warehouses where we get parts. So there's UPS and FedEx and all those guys do quite well up valley bringing us parts in.
One of the other things that we talked about off the air was in regards to, it's not just you and Veronica, right?
No, it's I got 6 people total.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And you've been doing this for 5 months.
Yes. Well, I've owned it for 5 months, yeah.
So, Veronica, we talked a little bit about Adam trying to do everything at once, and that didn't work out well, did it?
No. He is really great at figuring out all the problems and working out how things work and making everything work. But, yeah, the business end of it, it's good that we have an office manager now, and yeah.
And that just keeps you focused on what's important, which is the key. When you look at talk to the old owner who still works with you a little bit, what's he say about how it's going? Is he excited to see you really taking off and having fun with it?
Yeah, he's been great. He's really been supportive, and he has put in his time and his energy and really helped me out in a lot of ways. And you know, he was kind of an old school kind of the way he runs business. Yep. Like, didn't have computers when I first got hired. I said, hey, there's, we should look online and, you know, and
what's that?
Yeah. So he's kind of skeptic on all the new technology I'm trying to bring in, and I'm still figuring out as I go along on the technology part and what's out there. So,
and you're just 5 months in.
Yes.
But it's been a great ride.
It's been a great ride already.
And you're excited about it moving forward?
I am very excited. Absolutely. I can't wait.
So the bottom line is anybody that does any kind of farming in the valley should call you guys.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what it is. It's Adam Gibson and Veronica Gibson of AG Repair. You guys are at 707-418-0008, and you can be reached at adamgibsonrepair.com. Yes. And you guys are, I forgot to mention, you guys are KVON's Business of the Week, so we're going to get to hear from you all week in advertisements, and this will be up on KVON. So
great.
Here is to the beginning of a great and long-lasting career together.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very cool. Adam Gibson Repair, AG Repair, 707-418-0008, adamgibsonrepair.com. Thank you guys for being here. We're going to take a break. This is Today in the Napa Valley, the Napa Chamber Edition. I'm your host, Chris Templeton. Stay with us.